Bacteria are the oldest living organisms on the earth. They've been here for billions of years. And what they are single-celled microscopic organisms. So they're one cell, and they have the special property that they only have one piece of DNA. So they have very few genes and genetic information to encode all of the traits that they carry out. And the way bacteria make a living is that they consume nutrients from the environment, they grow to twice their size, they cut themselves down in the middle, and one cell becomes two, and so on and so on. So they just grow and divide and grow and divide. So kind of boring life, except that what I would argue is that you have an amazing interaction with these critters. I know you guys think of yourself as humans, and this is sort of how I think of you. And so this man is supposed to represent a generic human being, and all of the circles in that man are all of the cells that make up your body. So there's about a trillion human cells that make each one of us who we are and able to do all the things that we do. But you have 10 trillion bacterial cells in you or on you at any moment in your life. So 10 times more bacterial cells than human cells on a human being. And so, of course, it's the DNA that counts. So here's all the A, T, G's, and C's that make up your genetic code and give you all your charming characteristics. So you have about 30,000 genes. Well, it turns out you have 100 times more bacterial genes playing a role in you or on you all of your life. And so at the best, you're 10% human, more likely about 1% human, depending on which of these metrics you like. So I know you think of yourself as human beings, but I think of you as 90 or 99% bacterial.